Thanks for joining me this week, iHeartRadio, Tech of Sports, and great to be joined. I know CES is coming up, a lot of great products, but here's one that a lot of people can take advantage of and would help a lot of people and their pets, WAGS, and joined by co-founder and CEO Terry Anderton. And Terry, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, Happy New Year, and kind of exciting time of the year, exciting new year for you guys. Talk about WAGS a little bit and the Freedom Smart Dog Collar. If it's not out yet, it's coming soon.
Yeah, I actually bought the Freedom Smart Dog Collar back in August, and it's doing incredibly well. Essentially, it's the very first dog collar that allows you to create a satellite-based containment zone in any shape. You can, kind of use your finger to draw it on a map, and it will contain your dog within that geofence. And we do it in a way that we don't use shock. We believe in kind of a fear-free world for pets.
Yeah, shock-free, that's definitely a good thing. And are the days of those electronic fences in our yard, Terry, are those days finally over?
I think so. I mean, who wants to have a wire buried in the ground? It costs a lot of money to have somebody come out and do it. And the problem is, the dog gets shocked when they approach the boundary, and they react through their pain sensors. And we just fundamentally don't think that that's necessary. It's kind of inhumane. And so we created the world's first and only shock-free containment system.
So this is a collar, gives your dog the freedom to roam. You set the parameters. Is that how it works?
Exactly. Essentially, when you open up the app, you just can either hit the button that says, "Where am I now?" And it'll, beam you right to where you currently are, and you just draw with your finger the boundary you want. You save it, you name it, and it will then enforce that with the dog collar. But instead of shocking the dog, we use vibration, ultrasonic, and an audible sound. And actually, they're much more effective, and they don't hurt the dog.
Excellent. And really, it only applies to the dog, affects the dog that's wearing the collar?
Correct. And what's cool is some people have a friend's house or a second home, or they want to go to the beach or something like that with their dog, create a geofence anywhere you are.
I love that.
And save it.
I love that.
It's kind of portable that way.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, I think, the secret sauce is with anything these days. It has to be mobile, and people now are not only depending on that, they're expecting it.
Exactly. And also, people want to stay connected to their pet. So it also has GPS technology. If your dog happens to run away or you forget to turn on the geofence, you'll get an alert, and you can track your dog and see where your dog is and go find the dog. We also keep track of all, the temperature, the activity level. It's kind of like a Fitbit for dog as well. And so it's got a lot of capabilities over and above just containing the pet. It really creates a fully connected lifestyle between the owner and the pet.
Yeah, really, I think really important and a really good thing. We're with WAGS co-founder, CEO, Terry Anderton. And Terry, as the new year starts, any other new products from WAGS?
We're extending the technology into the home. So we have a new product called the WAGS Tag, and it's pretty transformative. You can, I don't know about you, but, I've had dogs eat couches, eat pillows, cats scratch furniture, a lot of people are concerned about some of the destructive things dogs or pets can do to their furniture and to, to their surroundings. So with this new technology, it looks like a little tag, like a little tile, like you would find to track your keys. You can attach it to a couch, a doorway, a baby's crib, and then in the app you can you just set it up and you can prevent your pet from getting within 18 to 24 inches of wherever you set it up. So it really allows pets to roam free in the house without doing any of the destructive things that a pet might do.
I like that. And I used to have a dog that enjoyed not only stealing, but then destroying the TV remote. So that would have came in handy.
Well, even this time of year, right, cats climbing up a Christmas tree, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of uses for it, and, you know, a lot of people were asking us, you know, how do they do something inside their home? And some people don't want their pets in a certain room, for instance, maybe the nursery or you know, the formal living room. And so you can make all that happen, but still let the pet, you know, kind of roam free within the rest of the house.
Yeah, I love that. We'll put all the links to WAGS in the show notes, and that's great information. And before we wrap up, Terry, I wanted to talk to you. The little side pitch I got. You were on the PR team that helped launch the activity sport we know as paintball today. How difficult was that? And you got any interesting stories to tell from the early days of, you know, something we all know now as paintball?
Yeah, actually, my friend is credited as being the inventor of the game. His name is Bob Currency, and we were just a ragtag group of people from New Hampshire. We were the kind of kids that used to shoot, you know, bottle rockets at each other, and we decided we saw these old guns in a forestry catalog, and my friend had the bright idea to turn it into a game, and we created originally it was called National Survival Game, and we franchised it out. But, yeah, we have some crazy stories. The thing really took off. I remember distinctly being at a paintball game, and some folks showed up from Sweden, of all places, and they ended up buying several container loads of paintball gear, and all of a sudden it became, like, the biggest sport in Sweden. So that was pretty cool. And I got to go to Sweden, like, 10 times in the matter of a year.
Oh, yeah. We love the paintball in Sweden.
Exactly.
That is
was a lot of fun.
That is awesome, and it's really changed a lot to this day. It's become more high tech. As you know, I cover the world of sports tech, and like anything else, technology advances even in paintball.
Absolutely. And what was interesting too for us is Honda kind of took note when the game was really early, and they gave us. We were all into motorsports as well, and they gave us three Honda cars, and we created the Play Paintball race car team and really spread the word that way. And our very first spokesperson was Jim McMahon from the Chicago Bears, if you remember him.
How can you forget the punky quarterback?
Exactly. So it was the wild west. We weren't allowed at any of the trade shows that we would go to because they didn't believe in this was the very first sport where you shot at another human being.
Sure.
So we got kicked out of every trade show we went to. But then when the big guys got involved, like AD and some others, it became legitimate. And now I think it's probably an $8 billion sport at this point.
Yeah, there's leagues. It's used as a recreation activity, even a team building activity for organizations. So the depth and the widespread recognition of paintball, it's here to stay.
It's here to stay. And, you know, the world of dogs is, you know, some of the things we're doing, you know, I've even seen some interesting scenarios where they're using pets or, you know, kind of working dogs within the paintball realm. It's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Terry, pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more information, where should they go?
www.wags.com. And essentially, we're the ring.com of pets. So we're wags.com. You can find us and order our products there. And we really appreciate talking to you.
Yeah, a great talk, and love it, and continued success. And looking forward to see what else is new in 2022 from you guys.
Thank you very much, Rick. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry.